What form did the night duties take then? What did you actually have to do?
Well, you know, you went to work during the day, obviously, and then you had a rota, and you had to report, in our case, at Kent and Mandeville, and the Kent and Mandeville was an old quarrying village, and they used to have these stone cutters' shelters, and we used to meet there, and then two at a time we would go on a walkabout, so-called patrol, you know, and we were basically watching for any parachutists. That was the main thing. That used to alternate with duties on what was termed strategic points, such as the viaduct in Somerton and that sort of thing. And we would patrol around these bridges and then go off to work again the next morning as if nothing had happened.
So how long a period then were you on duty?
Well, you would be on duty from darkness. Someone would be there on duty, and it was a, as I recall it, it was a pretty what they call a Fred Karno's army, really, because you came on duty when you could. I mean, I was along the latter part. I was driving a lorry from 7 o'clock in the morning until 7 at night, so it was no good putting me on duty at 6 o'clock because I wouldn't be home until 8 anyway, and so the night time was covered by people as and when they could get along, basically.
But when you were on duty at night, you were really patrolling the parish.
That's it, really. We used to do the main patrols on the Coombe Hill because you had a very good view then across towards the Mendips. And if there was anything coming, it was the flight path, you see, came up. Normally, they would come up over Weymouth, Yeovil, and on to Bristol. And Bristol used to... I mean, we've watched Bristol being bombed night after night. But what we were really looking for wasn't the bombing and the fireworks at Bristol. It was if there was any parachute invasion. That's really our main brief was for parachutists.
And if there had have been a lot of parachutists coming down...
Yeah.
I mean, were there any particular...
There would have been panic stations.